Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, it's Candy. Welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. Now, it has been a while since I've been here to do a solo episode with you, but it's something that I've been really missing. And you're going to hear a lot more of these episodes just from me talking to you. Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting out on our front deck. It's cool, and it's towards the end of October. We had a beautiful sunny afternoon, and it was warm in the sun, but as soon as you got into the shade, it was freezing cold. And I was sitting there, and I was talking to my daughter, and I said, I need to do a podcast episode, but for some reason, I'm just kind of not really sure what I want to talk about. And so we got to talking, and really what came up is that I realized that I have a very unusual experience and an unusual relationship with self-doubt and fear. And I thought I would share this with you because I think it will help you. I know what it's like to be a new coach. I know what it's like to be a coach that's been working hard and things are just not quite sticking together yet. You're struggling a little. You've got some clients. You really want this, but it's just kind of not easy yet. And it's really normal to experience self-doubt and to kind of doubt if this feels right. So let me tell you this story. Now, this is a true story. Here's me. I am standing backstage. And it is a sellout crowd. The audience is sold out, and I'm a performer, and I am petrified. My palms are sweaty, and my heart is pounding. And guess what? I'm dressed in sunshine yellow and ballet slippers. And in 60 seconds, it's time for me to go on stage. Now, I'm not just any performer. I'm 45 years old. And I dance ballet, and I dance with teenagers. Now the lights are on, the house lights are on, it's dim backstage, we're in the wings, the music is playing, and it's go time. And here's what I discovered. I discovered that fear and doubt are fast. All you have to do is flex your courage. It seems easy. But it's not. It's because self-doubt lies to you. Self-doubt wants you to think that it's going to keep you safe. But in fact, all it does is keep you small. There are two kinds of fears. I call them body fears and imagined fears. And the body fears are built in. We're born with the fear of loud noises and that fear of falling. Anytime you're holding a baby, you're going to notice that they startle when there's a loud noise, maybe a door slamming nearby, or if they feel like they're going to fall, they kind of clench, right? Those are those body fears. Now, I'm not talking about those fears. I'm not talking about real physical danger. What I am talking about is those everyday fears and self-doubts that we all experience every single day. And we often allow them to slow us down. And they slow us down from creating the life that we are capable of living. So a quick and easy definition of these fears are an anxious feeling caused by our anticipation of some imagined event or experience. So I call those fears imagined fears, because it could be argued that most of the fear and self-doubt we experience is a direct result of our imagination. And it's our imagination doing exactly what comes naturally. It's so easy to be scared. It's so easy to be filled with self-doubt. I don't know about you, but I'm scared. I'm scared about what people think about me. I'm scared of looking stupid. I'm scared of failing. I'm even scared of being too successful, because then something weird might happen. It might be like I have to change and learn how to live my life in a new way. I am scared of so many things. And given that I'm so freaked out about everything, it's one of the reasons that I get so curious about self-doubt and fear. So what I've got for today is 3 tips to help you manage those imagination fears that might be just holding you back. So the first tip about managing fear, I want you to just notice that word, that phrase, managing fear. So right away, I want you to notice that I didn't say conquer fear or banish fear. No, it's intentional that I use the phrase managing fear, because fear is a part of life. Our imagination is always working. So of course it's going to manufacture fear and self-doubt. When you accept that fear will always be a partner in your life, then you resist it less. We make our experience of fear so much harder because we resist it. We avoid it. We try to do everything to get away from it. And this gives the fear energy, and it gives the fear power over us. So this first practical tip is just to accept it, to see it, to allow it, and above all, realize it is normal. So funnily enough, if you stop all the worrying and fuss and just courageously go and do that thing that you're nervous about, the fear is so quickly replaced with a rush of power. That power is waiting for you right now. So if there is something that you've been putting off, go do the thing, act with courage, just go do it. The second tip is summed up in these 2 words and a physical gesture. So the 2 words are of course, and the physical gesture is you put your own hand on your upper chest, on your sternum. So once you have allowed that you are afraid, the next thing is you comfort yourself. And that is what we're doing in this second tip. It might sound like this. Of course I'm nervous. You put your hand on your chest and you say, of course I'm nervous. A quick example, maybe there was a time that you wanted to apply for a promotion and you were consumed with the what ifs. What if they laugh at me? What if I'm not qualified? What if it's too hard? What if I fail? All those what ifs are just the language of your self-doubt talking. So instead, try this. Put your hand on your upper chest and say, I want to apply for that promotion. And then as you have your hand on your chest, say, of course I'm nervous about this. I've never done this before. It makes total sense. So feel the tone of my voice. Feel the emotion that goes with that. Of course, says, I understand. I comfort you. It's only natural. That phrase, of course, does not say, oh, okay, don't worry. Don't even bother. Stay small. Of course, does not say, give up and wait another year. Of course, when you say it with that tone of comforting and understanding, sounds different. Of course, I understand you. Of course you're nervous. So when you're scared, put your hand on your upper chest and say, of course I'm nervous. It's okay. I've got you. The third tip is your fear is actually pointing you to something that's important. It's a signpost. The fear is showing you that this is meaningful. If it didn't matter to you, you wouldn't be scared. You wouldn't doubt yourself. So consider, maybe you're being an advocate for your kids. Maybe you're taking those first steps as a new coach and you're wanting to talk to people about your new venture. Speaking up, taking a stand, all of those things, these are things that can be scary, but they are meaningful. If they didn't matter to you, you wouldn't be scared, right? So often we're scared or we experience that self-doubt when it's time for us to grow and expand. And if this is you as a new coach, maybe that's one of the reasons that you're feeling nervous and experiencing self-doubt is because this matters to you. This is part of your evolution. It could be part of your life's purpose. So take this new perspective and realize it's very possible that you've got this self-doubt because this thing is important to you, because it really matters. So that's it for this week. The three things: accept and allow that fear is a part of life. Remember that it is normal to experience self-doubt, and then act with courage. Take the leap, do the thing, and experience the rush of energy. The second, put your hand on your upper chest and comfort yourself with the phrase, of course I'm nervous. This is new. I've never done this before. Of course. And the third is realize that your self-doubt may be a signpost showing you that this matters and that makes it worth it to pass through the fear. So let me finish off by telling you what happened with my story about being this ballet dancer. So did I chicken out? Did I go on stage? What did I do? Well, I did it. And in fact, I danced on stage more than 30 different performances over many years. And I did it as an adult. I danced ballet and hip hop and flamenco and tap, so many forms of dance. But you know what? Every single time, just like clockwork, I would stand backstage, dressed, ready to go, and I would be scared every single time. Then, as soon as I got on stage, that rush of energy filled me up. And my wish for you is an energized life filled with energy just for you, with courage and meaning. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I'm really pleased to hear you. Really pleased to hear your comments about these episodes. Make sure to leave me a review and a rating, and I'll be back and talk with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.